You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Welcome to The Happiness Choice, a show that shares with you the secrets to how you can find more happiness each day, with your host, Marilyn Tam.
Hello and welcome. This is your host, Marilyn Tam, for the show, The Happiness Choice. Today we have a really special guest, Kathleen Hendricks. I call her Katie Hendricks. She's a PhD and is a pioneer in body-mind integration for nearly 40 years. With her husband, Gay Hendricks, Katie has worked with over 40,000 individuals and 3,000 couples in developing the method of body-centered and relationship transformation. Her seminars specialize in training professionals from many fields in the core skills of conscious living using a unique system of whole-body learning and quantum coaching. Katie also consults regularly globally with corporations and organizations. Katie has co-authored 9 best-selling books of her husband, Gay Hendricks. Their best-selling book, Conscious Loving, is used as a textbook in many graduate programs around the country. Gay and Katie's work has appeared in Self, GQ, Psychology Today, Yoga Journal, USA Today, and on Oprah, CBS 48 Hours, and CNN. So please help me welcome Katie Hendricks.
Thanks, Marilyn. It's a great pleasure to be with you all today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm just smiling talking to you because I know how much work you've done around happiness and how you've helped, well, thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of people around how to access their happiness by your, you know, very special work around how the body and the mind are all connected. So how do you live your life? Because every time I've seen you, geez, you know, I was just thinking the other day, I've known you for a lot of years, and I've always seen you smiling. So what's your secret to happiness?
Well, I'm just thinking as you were asking that question, Marilyn, that both Gay and I have put a lot of attention into wondering, what is it that we most love to do? And we call that the genius question. What is it that you love to do so much that when you're doing it, time disappears? And after wondering about that, really throughout my life, I've made choices, you know, one choice at a time, that's put me squarely in alignment with spending most of my time doing what I just love to do. I just can't believe that I get to collaborate with other people in opening up to living fully in their bodies and enjoying a flow of love and harmony with others. And I really start my day with opening the space for happiness. And I do that first by letting myself tune into my body and stretching and moving in ways that allow me to give loving attention to myself. And then I meditate. Again, I have meditated every day for over 30 years. And I think that a practice where you get in touch with your essence and you can clear your mind is really an essential practice for clearing the way to happiness, because there's so much information that comes in during a day that can get in the way of your having that direct connection with your life source. And so having a practice every day that reminds you of who you are, I think, is one of the best ways to continue to experience happiness on a moment-to-moment basis. And then as I go through my day, I make choices that are basically me and answering the question whenever I make a choice is this going to add to my happiness or detract from or shadow my happiness? So that has to do even with what I wear and what colors I choose to wear on any given day. And my clothes are all comfortable. I never wear anything that's binding. I haven't worn high heels ever because I want to be on the ground and be able to touch the earth and feel all of that energy of the earth directly in my body. And I choose foods that make me feel alive. And occasionally I choose foods that just look really, really good. But I always get the feedback afterwards that they kind of take a little bit of the edge off of my happiness. And Gay and I both every day move our bodies in ways that allow us to continue opening space for happiness. So we do all kinds of physical conditioning, but we also bicycle and we go out to do free dance, you know, where you can go into a room, people put on music and everybody moves however they want to, and various ways that we continue keeping a flow of breath and movement going. I'd say if there were any one single thing that really keeps orienting me like a gyroscope, it's to keep a flow of breath and movement and a loving attitude both toward myself and others. That's what I keep coming home to over and over.
Well, you said a mouthful, and I was smiling as you're talking, because what you said first was you choose and you think about what do you love most, and you follow that, and you kept using the word choice, and I'm smiling because, as you know, the show is called The Happiness Choice and my book is called The Happiness Choice, because I know that you and I both believe that happiness is a choice, and what you do is you choose what you love to do, and then you also move, and you also take time to meditate, to get in touch back with yourself, and as you said, you even wear shoes so you're more grounded. Wonderful examples of how you choose to be happy and how that adds to your happiness all the time. Now, I know nobody can be happy all of the time. What happens when you get to the place when you feel like something is bothering you? How do you choose to get back to the happiness?
That's a great question, Marilyn. Well, I feel very grateful that I have a partner with whom I share everything. And if I, you know, even if I start to feel a little bit off in myself, I know the signals now when I'm not quite in alignment. One of the first things I will do is both give curious attention to myself, but I'll also talk to Gay about what I'm experiencing, because I find that in our shared choice of happiness, that happiness is really about being able to be with myself, with my experience, that I don't separate from myself or get critical with myself, that I'm actually facing into life and encountering what's coming to me. And I find that when I talk to Gay, I don't have to have anything packaged up. I used to think that I did, but now I really think about talking with him as speaking from discovery. When I just describe what I'm experiencing, his listening really opens up a kind of a catalyst for me to keep discovering what's going on. And I find that just revealing is a choice of happiness, because when you conceal, that takes measurable physical energy for you to keep from revealing. And then you get withdrawn from yourself and from other people. And then the world starts looking different. So the choice to reveal, to be authentic, I would say is the first choice that I make. And it's one that I've learned to do, because I come from a long line of concealers. I grew up in the Midwest of this country, where at that time it was really much better to just keep your mouth shut if you didn't have something nice to say. So, and if you had a feeling, there was really nobody to tell that to, because feelings were considered really kind of taboo. So I think that we are all, and that's one of the focuses that Gay and I have had, is really opening up a transparency. And in that transparency, any little glitch, you know, like you drop a pebble into the pond and it will have a little bit of a ripple, but then the pebble joins the great ocean of your essence and you can return to that kind of equanimity.
That is so wonderful. What you said is so meaningful, which is when we are not feeling happy or out of sorts, just going back and finding that place and saying, why am I unhappy? And sharing that, maybe not even knowing right away why, and then feeling that it's okay to share. And I'm so happy to hear that you and Gay have this wonderful relationship where you feel that you're encouraged and supported in sharing. And that's something that I think I wish that everybody had. But would you say to somebody who may have the same situation where they feel like they get a sense that there's something unhappy about their life, something that's making them feel out of sorts, would you suggest for them even just to do it with themselves, if they don't have a partner who is so loving?
Yes, that's such a great question because there, you know, many people are single and, you know, by choice or otherwise. One of the things that we found in research really supports this is that you can express on paper. One of my favorite ways to do this, if, for example, I'm in a meeting where I'm not one of the speakers, but I'm having, you know, thoughts and feelings come up, I just let my pen flow on paper in an unedited way. It's really documented that not only does expressing yourself this way make you feel better, it actually increases your health. So if you can't express to another person, you can express on paper, especially if you let yourself be unedited. And you can also express out on a walk. You could be taking a walk in nature and just talking to the trees, and that works just as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm smiling because what you're talking about is a lot of the same things I talked about in my book. We should have written this together.
Well, maybe we did, and they're somewhere in the ethers.
Because one of the things I talk about in the happiness choice is about journaling. Journaling just to express the thoughts before we go into meditation, because sometimes people are too busy with whatever's going on in their brains to be able to get to the quiet place to meditate.
So yes.
Write down all these thoughts, whatever it is, so that you can empty your brain before you go into the place where you can listen to the inner voice.
And I want to add to that for just a moment, Marilyn, because your body gets busy too, and your body gets loaded up with the stresses of the day and the different demands, and anything that you're thinking in your mind gets reflected in your body. So before you sit down to or lie down to let yourself rest or meditate, it's also a really great idea to let yourself take a moment to move, you know, bounce or stretch or wiggle or, you know, do punching motions or jump up and down, just to let your body express so that it's not holding on to things for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's why you look so great and so active and young.
Thank you.
So would you say that that's part of the secret to being happy is also just being able to move the body?
Oh, I would say for me, it's absolutely at the center of my happiness. And anybody who's been in one of my trainings and is paying attention sees that I'm always moving. Mm-hmm. So there's something in my body that's always moving and flowing, because that allows me, both as a kinesthetic learner, it allows me to stay connected to my brain, but it also allows me to use my whole body wisdom. Most people don't realize that we've got a brain in our heart and a brain in our gut, as well as wonderful little brain cells circulating around among our 50 trillion cells, that we live in a community, and that community works by movement. That's how everything in our bodies work, from our neural connections to our blood flow. So the more we encourage circulation of all kinds, the happier we'll be.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I talk about also, is that for some people, sitting to meditate or lying down is not something they feel comfortable with. And as you mentioned, I suggest for people to do a walking meditation where they're walking and being in that mindful place while they're still having motion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All of those ways are very helpful. When, as you were saying that, Marilyn, I was thinking about the attitude that most people have toward themselves is one of being critical. Mm-hmm. We almost always look for what's wrong. And one of the habits that I've developed over years of practice is noticing myself with curiosity, being open to learning, and just being curious about what's going on. And when I give myself that kind of attention, it really activates my body wisdom. I can learn so much more from what's going on, you know, a tension in my shoulder or a pulling sensation or a fluttering. That can actually make sense to me much more quickly if I'm curious than if I'm going, uh-oh, what did you do now? Or what's wrong now?
I know that's something I've seen you do, which is to just say, where is that bothering you in your body? And then connecting us back with the physical.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, I can't believe that we've gone through the whole show and it seems like we just started having conversation. So how do people get more information about you and your work? What is your website that they can connect more with you, Katie Hendricks?
All right. Well, thank you, Marilyn. They can go to www.hendricks.com. They can also go to our new foundation website. Our nonprofit foundation is www.foundationforconsciousliving.com. And there they'll find videos and ways to increase their happiness through authenticity, actually getting responsible for their lives and appreciation.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Katie Hendricks. Can't wait till next week so we can continue the conversation.
Me too. It's been wonderful being with you, and thank you for spreading happiness throughout the world.
Oh, thank you.
You've been listening to the Happiness Choice Show with host Marilyn Tam. For show info, schedule, and guest bio, be sure to visit www.fmgradio.com/Marilyn Tam. That's MARILYNTAM.